This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Anything that you like. The toll-free number is here for you at 855-453. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there on the site. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners by creating the content there. You actually post up whatever you want to see talked about on the air or at least discussed online, and then other listeners can vote it up or down whether or not they like or dislike it. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. All kinds of stuff on the news and in the news to discuss here tonight. Mark, you had a story about a man who is he got in trouble in a city council meeting, was removed for not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I know that as we speak right now in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, they are having a city council meeting. And at that particular meeting, the Bearcat is coming back up. Now, for longtime listeners of the show, you know that here in Keene, we were one of the first places, probably the first place in the entire country that has opposed the Bearcat. There were people that came out in mass numbers to oppose this monstrosity. Now, Mark, what is the Bearcat?
The whole thing with the Bearcat's kind of swept.
What is a Bearcat?
A Bearcat is a attack van, bulletproof attack van with a turret on top. Now, by a turret, I don't mean a gun, but it's a protected area from which someone can shoot.
So, well, they can mount a gun up. They can mount a 50 cal up there.
They can?
Yeah,
that's when they use it in Iraq, but they mostly use it here in the United States.
I believe plenty of police departments have mounted a machine gun up there.
A 50 cal?
I don't know if it's a 50 cal, but they've mounted some kind of damn machine gun up there.
Well, that's crazy. But
Keene has not done that to it, but they do have this big tank truck thing that
it's certainly an attack van. Right?
Ram through walls and insert
it has a gas,
dispenser.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they've got gun ports on it. So Keene was the first place, kind of in the history of the this federal program that essentially offers these Bearcats and now MRAPs, these mine-resistant vehicles, up to local police departments. And in this case, the Department of Homeland Security that funds it, so they take federal tax dollars, they spend $300,000 roughly at this company called Lenco. And then Lenco ships out one of these machines to various police departments. Over 300 of these have been distributed, and that number was as of 2 years ago. So maybe it's 400 now. I don't know what the total is. But it's a lot of damn Bearcats all over the place. Keene had a great pushback. The head salesman was asked to come out here from Lenco to try to save the sale. And he did. He saved the sale, despite, you know, a couple hundred people coming out to the city council meeting to pack the council chambers in opposition. Like 95% of the people were opposed to this thing. The 5% that were in favor of it were police and friends and family of the police. So they came out. They opposed this thing. The city council voted overwhelmingly for it. They voted in favor of the police, despite what people wanted, what people were being very vocal about. Normally, it's hard to get people in anywhere to care about a local political issue.
That's true. Now, the city councilor did this, actually, you spoke to him today, was it?
And yeah, that was something that was sort of a private conversation, but yeah, he and I had had a talk about how to sort of maximize the impact of this.
And he asked you not to
That's
come.
That's kind of a private conversation, okay. And I would appreciate you not talking about that. So anyway, since you've already blown it, Mark, yeah, he did ask me to not come to the meeting.
Well, yeah, and I thought that was important to point out that, you know, that look, like the political activism that we do here in that you do here in New Hampshire has its like a two-sided sword to it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that that he felt that the reason
you just,
that they
you just keep revealing more of this private conversation. Go ahead.
I don't know what else to say.
Do it all right now, so go ahead.
Isn't it important to point out that if you, you know, S the bed, that people are going to point out that you've S the bed? So I don't know what...
What are you talking about, S the bed?
Okay, so he said that that he felt like he would have had five more votes, and he got no votes. So
that's
five,
not true.
Five
he had four votes.
He did have four votes?
That's right.
So he felt like he would have won in getting rid of the Bearcat if it hadn't been for the support, I'm using air quotes here, of Free Keene, your organization, right?
That's what he said.
Okay. So I'm sorry that I revealed something I didn't realize that I wasn't supposed to, but, you know, I mean, people need to know that there's consequences to combative activism.
Okay. So since you went there, I was just going to talk about Bearcat as an issue and, you know, what's happening with it being proposed to being removed and returned by the Keene City Council. But since you wanted to make this a political issue, anyway, the...
I don't think it's a political issue. I think it's important to point out.
Well, first of all, that's his interpretation of what happened.
Just his.
And obviously, if you're going to do activism that is a threat to the state, then the people who are in the state aren't going to like that. And he also pointed out, since we're revealing the contents of the conversation for everyone to hear who's listening to the radio in Keene, New Hampshire tonight, that he also pointed out that the city councilors are cowards. And, you know, that's true. So I am not going to take any blame or feel like I'm somehow responsible for the Bearcat coming to Keene because some chicken-ass city councilors were too afraid to vote as the people wanted, not as FreeKeene.com, a website with a handful of activists behind it, wanted, but what obviously people in Keene who came out in force to oppose this thing wanted, to put the blame on FreeKeene, a simple website, to put the blame on a group of activists who have made an impact here, obviously, to put the blame on us for doing things that make a difference, for doing things that bring attention to the ideas of freedom, to put the blame on us for having to vote for the Bearcat, to vote in favor of the police state because people are activists, is ridiculous and insulting. And I won't stand for it. I'm not going to apologize for what has gone on here in Keene, because what has happened here in Keene has brought all kinds of press attention to the ideas of freedom. It has brought press, millions of dollars in press, to the Free State Project, bringing more people here who care about freedom. This is a beacon of activism. This is a beacon. Keene is a fishbowl. It's a place, it's a stage. It's a place where activists can get out and be seen and get their message out and be heard. And, you know, it sounds like you're pointing fingers here, Mark. It's like, see, you guys have S'd the bed.
How would
whatever.
You know if I'm pointing fingers? You haven't let me speak.
You've been speaking plenty. Go ahead.
I would agree with you that, first off, I'm not sure that I agree with his assessment that these people would have necessarily voted the way they would have.
They may have told him it was because of Free Keene.
They may have.
I'm
not denying what he said either. I'm just saying I'm not sure of the assessment. I'm not sure that I believe those people when they say it. If, in fact, they chose not to vote that way because of, a dozen or so activists that they don't like, then they have done an amazing, a colossal disservice to their community. If that's the reason they did it, it is a terrible reason. I would completely concur. I think people, politicians, local politicians, can make bad decisions for reasons like this. They think, I don't want to be aligned with these people or that people. I think it's a silly, silly reason, but it may be. I don't think so, but it may be. I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised when you do activism in a place like Keene, New Hampshire, which is a very small place. There are about 23,000 people or so that live here, and I don't know if that number includes the 4,000 or so college students. I really don't know if that includes it. So let's just say 20 to 25,000 people living here. It's a fairly small place. So when you do things that are visible, they're visible by a good chunk of the population should they decide to pay attention. And you shouldn't be surprised that when you do activism that is inherently a threat to the state, not in a violent way, but in an ideological way, activism that is a threat to the state, then the people within the state, the people that are loved ones and are connected to and friends with the people that work for the state, they're going to be upset because they're going to feel like you're threatening the status quo. And that's exactly what we're doing. And so no wonder they're upset. And the people who run in the circles, in the political circles, tend to hang out with one another, sort of like activists.
Yeah, but those people wanted a tank. That's what they'd said. And the people of Keene said they didn't want it. And the political class decided to use Free Keene as an excuse for not doing what the people of Keene wanted, saw.
It's just cowardice. So more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. The Bearcat is back in the news, and FreeKeen.com, of course, has the story. In fact, we broke the story about City Councilor Terry Clark, who was the lone guy who stood against the Bearcat the first time, the Bearcat being this armored truck, basically a tank, as it was called by some of the city councilors here in Keene. This armored truck tank thing that has been distributed probably to where you live. If you live in even a, you know, semi-medium to large-sized town, there's a good chance you've got one of these behemoths, these monsters sitting in some police station bay somewhere, sitting out back of the police station. And it was delivered here in Keene back in 2012. There was a lot of opposition. There was a lot of people who said, we don't want this. This is militarizing the police. The city council meetings about it were packed. People couldn't even get in there. And tonight's the night where they're going to be addressing this in the first place. And so we'll see what happens. In theory, what should happen is it should be assigned to what they call a committee. And then that committee will have a public hearing about the issue. They'll make a decision. It'll go back to the full city council, and they'll vote on it. So will the Bearcat be removed from Keene, New Hampshire? I sure hope so, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. I know that last time it went down in flames, and as you pointed out, Mark, it's all Ian Freeman's fault, according to certain politicians.
I think it's nice. It must
ridiculous.
Be
ridiculous.
It must be nice to have to have somebody upon whom you can blame all of your bad political moves.
Right. It was our fault too.
I would have served my constituents in Keene, New Hampshire, if only this bugbear called Ian Freeman hadn't come out and put in a petition and showed hundreds of people thought we had poor judgment getting a tank in a town of 20,000. I mean, really? That's their excuse? I think it's... Look, Ian, every opportunity I have to, like, nail you to a cross, I will do it. And I don't do it in this circumstance because this sounds to me like a bunch of people who don't want to take responsibility for their own
actions. It was the same thing when the city council around here there was a proposal that they eliminate, or not eliminate, but that they send some sort of a letter about marijuana legalization to the state house.
Yeah.
And that was proposed by somebody in the government, a former cop. He put that forward, and again, it was because of the smokeouts. It was because of the 420 celebrations here in Keene that made international headlines in places like Cannabis
and
Culture Magazine.
By the way,
this was the reason why they had to vote against it.
They never give you this option ahead of time. Do you understand that? Like, so they're never like, look, I'll tell you what. We, the head crap heads of Keene, New Hampshire, will send a letter to Concord hoping for recreational marijuana legalization if you will just stop your smokeouts here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. They never say that. What they say is, you had smokeouts, so now we won't do this. And now they say, well, you know, we would have voted for the Bearcat.
Yeah,
or voted against, you know, voted to get rid of the Bearcat if you wouldn't have done whatever it was that you did, and they're not even clear what that is.
Convenient excuse.
Right.
Convenient.
So if you want a bargain and you want people to believe that you're actually bargaining, what you should do is make a frickin' proposal and then see whether somebody takes you up on it rather than just blaming somebody afterwards, because that position is pathetic, it's weak, and it makes you look like a GD liar.
So you want a great source for news, go check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. That's freedomsphoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Get their free daily dispatch via email as well. Terry Clark did have a conversation with me today, and, you know, he didn't ask me to keep it a secret, but it seemed to me like something that probably should be kept on the down low.
Now I wasn't here.
You've blown it wide open,
yeah,
Mark.
I wasn't there for it. So,
threw Terry under the bus tonight, so he's
I haven't thrown him under the bus.
But anyway, so he's standing up again here, and we'll get an update maybe. I know there's some liberty activists who did go to the meeting tonight.
If he feels bad about what I did, come to me. I'll do something nice for a campaign.
That's true. He is running for office up here. Anyway, so the proposal's coming up, and we'll see what happens. We'll let you know. I'm hoping it works out. In fact, what I learned today was that he didn't even know about the Davis thing. We talk about Davis, California, just the other night on how they have voted, the city council there has voted to get rid of the MRAP, this mine-resistant armor protecting thing, basically an armored personnel carrier. And they voted to get rid of this thing. And I thought maybe he was inspired by that. I thought Terry had perhaps seen that news story and thought, okay, well, if they can do it there, we can do it here. Turns out he hadn't even heard about it. So he was just sort of inspired on his own volition through the news about Ferguson, I think, is what sort of spurned this. In fact, he sent the letter in to the city council a couple of weeks ago, so it's sort of been in the works for a little bit. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You bring up anything. John's in Simi Valley, California. What's on your mind tonight, John?
I don't think you guys would have the answer to this question, so I'm just posing it to the listeners. Basically, when it comes down to drug testing for employment, I live in a state where you have medical marijuana, and a lot of places are like, okay, well, can you pass a drug test? And a lot of people that might be on like prescription drugs, like for example, with an OxyContin or Adderall or whatever, and if they test positive for that, they could say to the, I have a prescription for that. But if you have a medical marijuana prescription and you test positive for marijuana, I don't know if employers would consider that the same. I mean, I just kind of, I don't know, I think it's like a double standard if they didn't, and I don't know if anyone would know.
Wait. Okay, so you live in California and you don't know?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a prescription. When you get a cannabis card out there, it's the equivalent of having a prescription for this thing. They just give you the card so that you can prove that you have a prescription to the police should they stop you. This is my understanding. I don't live in California, but I know people who do. I'm sorry?
Well, that's for police, but I'm talking about for employment. And, I mean, employers might see it differently,
They might. They're certainly under no obligation, probably, to employ people who are using substances that they don't agree with. But ultimately, I would think that many employers in California are totally fine with medical cannabis users. This is, this is old news out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's been around a long time.
I just was like, I just went like cold turkey as of the first. I'm like, well, I'm just going to go straight. I'm not going to have to go through having to get one of those like detox things from one of the head shops or anything. But I'm just thinking, it would seem to be like a pretty big double standard if they would be like, oh, it's okay for you to be on OxyContin, but not, smoking some marijuana.
What you're saying is if you don't really know, you haven't even heard any stories about this happening, right? You're just totally speculating.
I'm just really speculating. That's why I'm calling to see if any listeners or anybody else would have any say-so on that.
Well, certainly anybody else is welcome to call in with actual experience, but it's my understanding that, in California, this is nothing new. I mean, we're talking about a law now that's nearly two decades old. It was 1996 when Proposition 215, I believe it was passed in California. So companies out there have had a long time to get used to this, and I thank you for the call tonight. There are plenty of people in California who have these medical cards. They're so common that the police don't even bother people anymore, from what I understand.
I have headaches. My back hurts.
They don't even bother you. You walk down the street smoking a joint. This is what I'm told, by a guy who was living there, that they just don't care. Why bother anymore? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you here to bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can go and check out Modafinil at modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, you need to know about Modafinil. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer that offers multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about Modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Over at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality Modafinil with the highest potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net, by the way, gives you a deep discount if you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off. In fact, that's probably the deepest discount I've ever seen.
Sure is.
On a product that give you a discount if you pay with Bitcoin. And to make the deal even better, whether you're paying with Bitcoin or not, use this code, FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price for Modafinil, M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the city Bearcat, this tank, this attack truck that police departments all around the country have received. And just recently, Davis, California City Council voted to get rid of what's called the MRAP.
Right. This is even bigger and scarier than a Bearcat.
It's mine-resistant, and the Bearcat is actually not mine-resistant. That's one of the failures of the Bearcat, which is why it ultimately didn't work for the military and is now being sold off to police departments around the country. So anyway, the Davis, California bureaucrats, elected people, got rid of this thing, or they voted to get rid of it. I don't know how long it'll take them to actually send it back. But that's the proposal that's on the table in Keene tonight. But it kind of leads into a different story, Mark, that's related to going to city council meetings. And a lot of these city council meetings, at least that I've been to, and it probably is like this where you live, they'll say the Pledge of Allegiance right at the very beginning of the meeting, sort of call the meeting to order. Everybody stands up. They put their hand over their heart, face the flag, and just like in elementary, middle, and high school, they chant this pledge. They chant
the Pledge of Allegiance
prayer.
To the flag, yeah.
They chant this prayer to this idol of the flag, and I find it offensive. I will not participate in pledging to the flag. I will remain seated during a pledge. What happened in this case, Mark, and where was it? Do you know?
Winter Garden, Florida.
This
is coming from the Sun Sentinel. Winter Garden Mayor John Rees asked police to remove a man from a city commission meeting Thursday night because he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wow.
I just said, either stand or go in the hallway. He wouldn't, said Rees, 64, who was elected to a third-year term in March.
At least around here, they're smart enough to ignore this when people don't stand for the pledge.
It wasn't premeditated. I just reacted. It hit me. I said it. I gave him an option. Life will go on. Rees said he considered the man's refusal to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance to be disrespectful to American military troops who are serving overseas and others who have given their lives in defense of freedom. And I would point out that one of the freedoms that they would have given their lives for
is the freedom to disrespect them.
Is the freedom. Well, it's not disrespecting them.
Well, I agree with that, but that's his interpretation.
Right. I don't know. Like, this is the thing I never really get is that the soldiers aren't fighting for the American government unless they're fighting for the American government. Like, it's convenient. The flag isn't the soldiers. It doesn't say to the, I pledge allegiance to this flag for the military men and women it represents. It says to the Republic. And the Republic is inarguably the government. Now, you can say what you want about the Republic if that's what you want to do. We almost never use that terminology here in America. We say Republican, but we don't say Republic very, very much. But it's the government. The Republic is the government. And you, either you're saying that, you know, I like the government or I don't like the government or whatever it is, whatever this means to you, but you can't really be slippery about it all. Disrespecting the flag, by the way, some people will say that, no, the flag is not a military banner. It is not a war banner, which is what I'll often call it. I believe that flags historically have been items employed by militaries, and only recently have they become so ingrained with a nation specifically. Well, when I say that, it's like, well, no, that's not what it is. But then really, I'm disrespecting the troops. So which is it? Anyway, he says life will go on. The man was identified by city manager Mike Bolfager as Joseph Richardson, 51, who has repeatedly asked the city to change its invocation policy.
Hmm.
According to the city's recording of the meeting, Rees asked everyone to stand for the invocation, which is a brief ceremonial prayer to reflect the friction that opens the Winter Garden Commission meetings. And then
I have a problem with that, too.
Yeah, well, I heard it, and it's definitely occurred. I don't think I have to, Richardson said, while the crowd of 150 people stood
and
waited.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Right.
City council meeting.
Yeah, that's a lot. And with Richardson seated, the commissioner, Bobby Olswingski, offered the invocation, asking for a blessing on the citizens and the city staff. We thank you for allowing us to be in a country where we're free to believe and think and pray.
Do they really say that right before they threaten this guy?
Yep. And after the prayer, Rees addressed the seated Richardson. Now, sir, please stand while we do the pledge. You don't have to say it, but please stand, the mayor said. While Richardson didn't rise, the mayor spoke to police chief George A. Brennan. Chief, ask him to either stand or please escort him out till we get through with the pledge.
Crazy.
The police chief approached Richardson and asked, what are you going to do? Richardson then rose and left. He was not arrested. Though Rees said that he did not know Richardson by name. He recognized him from previous meetings as the man who sits in the front row and then leaves.
Something had to be done about this, man.
So look, check it out. He leaves after the invocation and pledge. He doesn't come to the meetings because he cares about the city.
Wait. There's a suggestion that he actually goes in there to remain seated while in the front row of this.
Well, as an adult, you can't just find yourself a public prayer or a public pledge very often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last time I was in a situation where I felt pressured to stand for the pledge, it's been more than 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, just not something that I find myself. Maybe I'm wrong on this.
Council meeting, huh?
I maybe I just am not paying attention because I certainly won't stand for it.
Yeah, I won't either. And like I said, there's around here they're smart enough to leave it alone. I mean, if there were 150 people in this event, it's not like the guy is going to stand out if he stays seated during the people during the pledge. It sounds a lot like what happened to me and Sam Dodson and another young lady a few years ago, actually 2010. Was when this happened, the drinking game here in Keene, where we were in the city council chambers drinking from brown bottles that had had labels removed from them and filled with water and new labels placed on them that said, not a beer. And just like in this story, the mayor stops the proceedings 10 minutes into the event, or 10 minutes into the council meeting, and demands that we either leave or hand over the bottles to the police chief. And the police chief comes up and he tries to grab my bottle from me, and I refuse to allow him to do that. I told him I will not be consenting to a search. And then he told me I will need to leave. I will either need to consent to a search of the bottle or I'll need to leave. And I told him I'm not leaving. This is a public meeting and I don't have to consent to a search. So I was arrested for disorderly conduct, and ultimately those charges were dropped a year later, right before trial.
Well, yep, that's kind of how it would go, right?
Yep. And, of course, nothing was ever done. I was never made whole for the several hours of lost time that the inconvenience of having to miss the show that night or whatever it was that happened as a result of me being arrested. And clearly they were in the wrong. Otherwise, they would have gone forward with their prosecution of me.
Yeah, it seems obvious.
It's yet another example of using an arrest, or in this case, this man's story with the not standing for the pledge, the threat of an arrest,
and this
simply
is,
to get someone out of the way.
And this is something that the police will say. They've got this saying, I guess, is that you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. So you can beat the case, but you still had the inconvenience of being arrested, taken to jail, and all these other things.
And having a damn bail conditions over my head for nearly a year. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can tell us your story. What sort of ridiculous things have happened at city council meetings where you live? You're welcome to chime in here or bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, Uber facing a ban in Germany. I teased this one last night. We didn't get to it, so we'll tell you what's going on internationally. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760.
800-952-5760.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we open up the show tonight with Mark spilling the beans about a conversation I had with one of the city councilors here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, the beans!
We do the program, and there was a proposal that he made to remove the Bearcat, to get rid of it, this police tank thing. That has been distributed to countless police departments all across the country. Keene was the first place where there was any significant pushback against the Bearcat. Ultimately, we did not succeed in getting that to be blocked when it was first proposed. There was I think it was Berkeley, actually, in California, that after Keene sort of led the way, Berkeley did successfully stop. The people in Berkeley did stop their city council from getting one of these things. So it was nice to see that happen, at least even though it wasn't here. Now the proposal has been put back on the table. And according to one of the folks who attended the meeting, which was going on during this first hour of Free Talk Live, quote, the bastards voted down the motion and then laughed. So doesn't sound like Ian Freeman not attending made much of a difference on this issue.
Well, I don't think that the claim was that it's your attendance that really mattered as much as like the support of the Free Keene folks. And
no, that wasn't it. No, it was specifically me and Garrett Ian were the two names that were thrown out there.
Okay.
And and besides that, I asked the counselor. I asked him, what. Is it all right with you if I keep blogging about this? Because I'd already blogged about the story and sent out a press release this morning about it. In fact, including his contact information in there for the press to kind of pick up on the story. And he was totally fine with that. So he was okay with that.
Well, it didn't go anywhere.
No, at least not at this point. We'll see what transpires further, and we'll bring you the latest if anything else transpires with this. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's lots on the table here tonight. As I mentioned, Uber is in trouble. We've sort of been following the plight of Uber and Lyft, these companies that are what's called rideshare companies, which allows you to use an app on your phone or laptop and you can call for a cab, basically. I guess cab's the wrong term. These guys claim they're not cab companies. You call for someone who's in the area to come and pick you up from where you are, say the airport or your job, and then take you to where you want to go. And then you give them some money for it. I guess you pay through the app with a credit card, and then
sure,
Uber,
right.
Uber and Lyft then pay the driver. And this is an amazing technology that's really kind of changing the way getting somewhere goes, especially in cities. These are where they're available. Larger cities typically have Uber and Lyft. And Uber's in trouble, man. They've been under fire. Lyft has been under fire with various different governments around the country. Some places are more friendly than others, and a lot of places are downright hostile towards these companies and their drivers. Some drivers are being pulled over. There was a story recently we read where a passenger was yanked from the car by mm-hmm. police. Drivers have been ticketed up to $6,000 in some jurisdictions for operating a cab without a permit or some other nonsense charge where there's no victim. But they would like you to believe, the old guard that are running the taxi businesses would like you to believe there are victims with Uber and Lyft that they don't have the proper insurance, and it could be dangerous in those cars. We need government to make sure that everything's safe with these vehicles, because taxis never get in accidents, and you know when they do, then you're totally protected and everything's on the up and up.
Well, I think that the insurance conversation is an interesting one because I would agree that it's unlikely that many Uber drivers claim that there are probably fewer than half of Uber drivers get the proper insurance to be essentially running a cab mm-hmm. or something, you know, something like that, to be giving rides professionally for money. But I would also claim that I bet you that number is less than half of pizza drivers. Radio ad sales people who do outside sales, and a variety of other ad sales people that do outside sales. I did outside ad sales for 5-6 years in Sarasota, Florida, and I've got to say I never had insurance for somebody who was sort of doing this professionally. I claim to drive a lot of miles per year, so I had the right insurance for the amount of mileage I put on because I didn't want them sort of checking my, oh, yeah, looks, you said you drove 10,000 miles and you drive 25,000 miles a year.
Mm.
But I didn't have insurance for sort of sharing a ride, and I didn't ask. I believe that in a lot of cases you should ask for forgiveness and not for permission. Maybe I'm wrong on that with insurance.
True.
But I didn't ask, hey, you know, if I happen to work for a company that sells, and I sell advertising for them, and they don't give me my own car to drive, do I have to pay extra insurance? Because, you know, what the answer is, yes, you need extra insurance. We're an insurance company, and you need extra insurance. So, I don't know.
There's a story from Bloomberg.com. A German taxi organization won a fast-track ruling that may halt the use of Uber Technologies ride-hailing application in the country. Uber drivers don't have the necessary permits to carry passengers under German law, according to a Frankfurt court in an emergency ruling dated August 25th. This is an emergency! We have to put a stop to these people giving people rides. Citing evidence provided by Taxi Deutschland, Service Gesellschaft für Taxistrahlen. Something like that.
Whatever.
The Frankfurt case is one of at least four legal actions against the company in the country right now. Governments and regulators in cities around the world are restricting Uber's business on the grounds that it poses safety risks and unfairly competes with licensed taxi services. See, cabbies with permits can cost 200,000 euros for one of those permits.
Whoa! That's even higher than it is in, like, New York, isn't it?
No, New York's like close to a million now.
Okay, yeah.
From the last I heard. That breaks down to about $262,000 per cab. How the hell do you make money at that? I just don't understand. You just have to jack the rates up.
You make money. You make money because the government keeps everybody else out of business.
So crazy. Stage protests. Apparently, let's see, the taxi cabbies have staged protests in European cities, including London, Madrid, Paris, and Berlin. The company, which is also, I'm sorry, I pronounced that the New Hampshire way. Berlin is how you pronounce it, the international way. There's a Berlin, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The company, which is,
by the way, for all the bigoted reasons you could imagine, changed its name from Berlin at this onset of World War I because we were fighting the Hun at that point.
And then they changed it back?
No. It's Berlin.
No, they changed the pronunciation.
Berlin to Berlin.
They changed the pronunciation, okay.
On purpose is the story.
Gotcha. The company, which is also facing suits and legal threats in the United States, South Korea, India, the Netherlands, and the UK, will appeal and continue to operate in Germany, one of its fastest-growing markets, said Uber in an emailed statement. Quote, "We believe innovation and competition is good for everyone, riders and drivers. You cannot put the brakes on progress." Well, I love their attitude. I'm glad they're continuing on, and they've told their drivers they're going to stand behind them. If the drivers get cited, get some sort of ticket, that Uber will back them. You know, they'll provide the attorneys to defend them. Investors, including Goldman Sachs and Google Ventures, are putting money into the burgeoning market for apps that let users order taxis and cars or share rides using their smartphones. Uber is based out of San Francisco, active in more than 40 countries, raised $1.2 billion in June, giving it a value of $17 billion. When the decision was issued under a fast-track procedure, the judges reviewed arguments submitted earlier by Uber to fend off such an order. Under the ruling, Taxi Deutschland, a Frankfurt-based association of German cab dispatchers, can ask the court to impose a payment of as much as 250,000 euros each time Uber violates the ban. Taxi Deutschland will monitor Uber and will ask the court to impose sanctions, according to its spokeswoman. She says, "We're not afraid of our adversary because the law is on our side. Goldman Sachs and Google can pour in as much money as they want, even Uber has to abide by the law."
Yeah, well, if the law is protectionist, it's just a crappy law. I'm not claiming it's not the law, but, you know, there's been lots of bad laws. People from Germany should remember that.
Let's see. According to the rest of the story here, Hamburg traffic authorities told Uber in July to stop operating in the port city, saying transporting people without a license is against the law. The city's administrative court ruled that the wrong city agency issued the ban, and Hamburg can enforce the restriction while it reviews a challenge filed by the company. So Berlin issued a ruling blocking the service in August, and a case over its enforcement is pending at administrative court in the German capital. The cities of Munich and Dusseldorf are also considering bans, and the city authorities say the service is illegal because the drivers offering rides need a cabbie license and are not properly insured. So it's the same argument.
It's like
everywhere.
A story from the United States.
Yeah.
It's like a story from the United States.
It's the same argument everywhere. Governments are the same everywhere.
This is what they do.
United States isn't a more free place than anywhere else. Cities all over the U.S. are doing the same crap to this poor company, who I imagine would probably be able to service customers better had they not have to spend all this overhead on legal fees. I don't know what their attorney bills are like, but they've got to be a crazy portion of this company's budget. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.